Small talk about being sick. Are you coming for a walk with us today, Annie?
Unfortunately not. I'm sorry, Bill, but my daughter is sick.
Oh dear. What's wrong with her?
She woke up this morning with a fever. She had a little cold and cough, and the night before she said she had a headache.
Maybe it's just a cold.
Yeah, I think so. She needs to drink a lot now and she needs some rest. I won't let her go to school.
Are you going to take her to the doctor?
I don't know yet. If she doesn't feel better tomorrow, I will take her. What do you think?
I would do the same, but you can give her a painkiller for the headache.
Yes, I will do that. And I have this special orange juice that helps with fever and pain. I hope that it will do her good.
I feel for you. It's so bad when you have a sick child.
Yes, it is bad. You know, I would rather be sick myself instead of her, but you can't help it. Now in winter, it can just happen to everybody. At school, the children have a lot of contact with each other. That's how they get sick.
But as a child, I actually like being sick, I remember.
No wonder. My daughter gets to play and chat on her phone all day. I bring her food and drinks, and the cat also sleeps with her. That's perfect for getting well, isn't it?
Sure. Well then, I hope she gets better soon. I wish her a speedy recovery.
Thank you. I will tell her.
I hope you don't catch it. Stay well.
I'll do my best. I was sick only 2 weeks ago.
You were? I didn't even notice.
Yes, I was. I couldn't go to work for 2 days. Luckily, I was fit again on the third day, so I didn't go to the doctor.
I am also happy when I don't have to go to the doctor. Sitting in a waiting room with lots of other people is not so great.